the Challenges of Faith radio program, The Watch, Pray, and Lead, episode number 37. Remember how we define it from a spiritual and secular standpoint? We talk about how that watchman in the Word of God, in the Bible, were guards responsible for protecting towns and military installations from surprise enemy attacks and other potential dangers. Their job was to keep watch and warn the people of impending threats. You can find it in Ezekiel chapters 33 through 35, and we also define it from a secular standpoint. A person who watches or who keeps watch, an analytic observer of trends, fashions, events, celebrities, or the like. And we always reference you back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, and always encourage you to read the total chapter, the total book, the total verse. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high. And the question I come back to you from a quiz standpoint is, where did our Savior come out of? What trial? Where was he taken? What was he tempted with? Did the devil have authority to give him what he wanted to give him? Why did the devil want to give him that which he did? What was the motive? Attacks against Christians in India are rising, according to Release International. The Christian organization says attacks are increasing as growing numbers of the Indian underclass, the Dalits, are turning to Christianity, just as right-wing Hindu nationalism is on the rise. More Indian states are also imposing anti-conversion laws which condemn anyone changing their religion. The latest report from a coalition of NGOs, including the Association for Protection of Civil Rights, lists more than 300 violent attacks against Christians over a nine-month period. They included 288 counts of mob violence across 21 states. The Evangelical Fellowship of the India, EFI, recorded 145 incidents of religious persecution against Christians, including three homicides in the first 6 months of 2021. Many believers of the household of faith in the various states, provinces of India listens to Challenges of Faith radio program. Keep all lifted in prayer. Pastor killed by Muslim extremists in Uganda for refusing to close his church. The extremists killed a 58-year-old Christian pastor after he refused to close his church located near their mosque, according to Morningstar News. They found out that the suspects, the police did, and they went to a house that belonged to a wealthy Muslim woman named Shamimiyu. Following her arrest, she told police the servants of Allah entered my house in order to remove the clothes which they were wearing because they were soaked in blood, and said that they had killed an infidel. Hence, Allah will reward them as they were following the footsteps of their prophet. She continued, the pastor didn't honor Allah by refusing to demolish the church which was close to the mosque, along with his activities of winning their members to Christianity. A funeral was held for the pastor. Members of his church retaliated by destroying the Muslims' mosque, along with other properties, causing further tension among local residents. Had it not been for the intervention of the police and the local leaders, The whole village could have been on fire, said an area official. Pastor Lugwar leaves behind his wife, son, and seven daughters. May they continue to be strengthened by Christ and fellow believers of the household of faith. Boko Haram kills four civilians in an area known for attacks on Christians. A region where Christians are frequently attacked by Islamic militants who want to get rid of the nation of infidels. International Christian Concern reports Cameroon ranks 42 on the U.S. Open Doors watch list of 2021 of the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted. Now, you already know why they're persecuted, because of Jesus Christ. Remember what our Savior said. If he was persecuted and killed, though he gave his life voluntarily, how about you? How about me? Christians appeal for prayers as 60 Christians remain missing after suspected Islamist gunmen kill one worshiper during a raid on a church in northern Nigeria. A pastor from Iran's main evangelical house church movement was behind bars after he was summoned to start serving a 5-year jail sentence. Iran resumes production of advanced centrifuges at nuclear site, the WSJ reports. The Netherlands police used water cannon and forced to crack down on protesters after the prime minister announced West Europe's first partial COVID lockdown this winter. China's military recently carried out a test of a bomb designed to destroy U.S. Navy bases and civilian ports. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said it was astonishing. He has had no contact with the new Iranian government over several important outstanding issues since it took office. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General John Hyten, said that China's hypersonic space weapons could be used to launch a surprise attack on the United States. China is thought to have carried out 2 tests of a hypersonic orbital nuke. The weapon is designed to evade powerful U.S. radar systems and anti-missile defenses by flying in low Earth orbit, making it hard to spot, track, and destroy. Hyten warned that D.C. should treat it as a Sputnik moment, referencing when Russia launched the first man-made satellite into orbit in 1957. It caught America by surprise and put Russia at the forefront of the space race. Well, you know, when China did their test, it caught the United States by surprise twice, July and in August. And again, thankfully for the watchers, hopefully they are believers of the household of faith. They understand the importance of watching from a biblical perspective. But watching Russia, China, Iran. Remember now, when your enemies and their enemies join as friends, what's going on? Just 5 days after the International Space Station was forced to maneuver to dodge orbiting debris originating from Beijing's controversial 2007 shoot down of a Chinese weather satellite, Russia destroyed a satellite of its own adding more than 1,500 pieces of trackable debris into space. The U.S. Space Command says that Russia's satellite shoot down will threaten space activities for years to come. Christian organization to build Tower of Babel model as means to confront racism. You can also pronounce it Tower of Babel. But know the history of it. So find it in the Word. The Answer in Genesis Christian Apologetics Organization has announced plans to confront racism in the United States through building a Tower of Babel or Babel exhibit as part of its Ark Encounter attraction in Kentucky. The Christian Headline reports, the Ark Encounter is a project designed to bring biblical history to life and features a life-size Noah's Ark in Williamstown. I had a chance to visit a couple of years ago. I may have a different belief as relates to when God created Earth. Franklin Graham wins the United Kingdom's legal case that was brought by British LGBT activists who accused him of promoting homophobia and will now be able to hold an event in Sheffield, England this upcoming May. The parties agreed to a confidential settlement with no admission of liability on either side. A Tulsa, Oklahoma judge granted the state attorney general's request for a temporary restraining order, blocking extension health care from firing employees who had been denied religious exemptions from the hospital system's COVID-19 mandate. Do not miss the longest partial lunar eclipse of the century. It took place, in case you did miss it, November the 18th and November the 19th. How could you miss it? It was visible in all 50 U.S. states and around the globe. How could you have missed that? But you did. Well, don't worry about it. Over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, the word says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. And if you find yourself worrying about whatever's going on around the globe, just remember God is ultimately in control. Nothing happens outside of his will, his permissive will. So remember, 1 Peter chapter 5, I'll let you find the verse. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.